is the Hounds.
With Columbus Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella.
Brought to you by Telhio Credit Union.
All right, welcome back in. Hockey and Hounds with John Tortorella. He is affectionately known as Torts. This is brought to you by Telhio Credit Union. Coach, welcome back. We appreciate it.
How are you guys?
Doing okay. Nice win last night. I know that, you know, in the big picture, no one's throwing any parties for wins right now. You got to rock out and get a lot of them to put together. But I thought a very important time of that game last night, and give me your feeling on it. You guys are up 2-0 going on a power play against a very dangerous team, and then you guys get a too many men on the ice penalty. And I started to believe that if that game was going to flip, it may have there. And you had to lock that down with a nice kill. I don't think you allowed one shot on that kill, but there was a momentum change in the second, you being up two and that thing getting a little dangerous. How does that happen? You guys were retreating. I think Borky had a nice back check. He stole the puck. Is that just something that can happen, or was that a big miscommunication in your mind?
Yeah, it's a matter of everybody knows, as far as the two power play units, everybody needs to know who they have. We talk about it while the power play is going on. I always remind them, know who you have. And one of Tex is the one who jumped on the ice where he shouldn't have jumped on the ice. And, it was very frustrating. And you make a good point, Anthony. The way it has gone for us, these self-inflicted things that we do to ourselves as far as momentum swings that hurt us has plagued us all year long. So I'm thinking the same thing as that's going on. But I think our penalty killing has really been a lot more consistent here the past few weeks, and it certainly came up big there.
I felt like if you were – I'm glad you were wearing a mask when that happened, because I think we were looking at an FCC violation, if not. I'm glad we couldn't read your lips.
Yeah, it's just – it's frustrating to me to where just the lack of the attention, the lack of a detail there, and in a team that has struggled with its consistency, those are the things you can control. You better damn well control them, and that's what frustrates me. And it's another lesson with another young player. We've talked a little bit about that today in our meetings.
You know, Coach, and you mentioned consistency, and when you're having the season that you guys are having and you're at this point in the year where you're trying to scratch and claw and obviously grab every point that you can, what's been the main message you've tried to get across to your team throughout the year this season? What's the main message for the team this season?
Well, the biggest thing, Matty, is we have struggled, and you know, it's my responsibility is creating that right identity, and it can't be the same identity we've had for the past 3 or 4 years because the personnel has changed, but we have to have some sort of a part of our game that we need to grab a hold of. And this is what we've tried to concentrate, especially the past 3 weeks, as far as trying to play the right way. And we brought up 2 points as far as being above the puck, as far as our back checking, not giving up the amount of odd man rushes we were given early on in the year, and just playing the right way. And I know that may seem simple to you, but there's a number of different headings that goes under playing the right way. And that identifies a part of our game and a part of our being. And you know what? I'll tell you right now, we still have a long way to go just with that part of it. Playing the right way is, and playing hard, especially, and be a professional, especially in the situation we're in right now, that's what we're trying to concentrate on. And I think a number of games we've done it right, but we're still not, we certainly haven't strung anything together this year, and that's why we're in the spot we're at.
Yeah, I'm wondering from your standpoint, you know, everyone's asking the same question. How can they play so well against such a great team and then the roller coaster ride of looking inept against others? That Florida's a very good team, but, you know, you started the road trip in Detroit and it didn't, you know, it was awful. Are you getting the buy-in? You just haven't found consistency with this group because it just hasn't clicked? Or is it something where you feel like you really have to grind these guys just to get what you need from a night-in, night-out basis?
Well, we have to teach. We have done so much teaching as far as just the mindset of being a pro. And now a number of guys within the team that have been here for the past 4 or 5 years, they've gone through that process. We have a number of new players that I don't know what the word I can use is, but it's certainly we have to teach them how to join in and how we're playing and all the standard and the standard of play, the standard of practicing. And I don't think it's buy-in. I just think it's understanding. And we have a long ways to go with that still. I'll tell you right now. This is not fixed by any means as far as what our team is. And, these are conversations I'm sure Yarmo and I are going mm-hmm. to have, not only during the deadline here, but also at the end of the year, because you're not fixing these things at the deadline. You're going to fix these things at the deadline. You're going to be fixing them as far as draft picks and stuff like that, because we're not going to be buyers. And so to get some draft picks in the stockpile and redo this again with a number of new bodies and along with the foundation of our group, that is what's going to have to come along. And that's not going to happen overnight, I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, I hear you. Coach, you know, along the way this season, you know, we've been talking to you about Max and trying to, you know, help Max find his way. And I thought last night he popped off the screen to me with what he was able to contribute. Are you feeling better about the direction that Max is headed in right now?
Yeah. The biggest key for Max is, I think, in a number of conversations we've had with him, we can pinpoint one main thing that makes his game go. And we thought that we need to make sure the player understands that. And I think Max has a total understanding of that. And that's simply his legs. When his legs don't move, he is a below average hockey player. When his legs are moving, he creates ice for himself. You can see his personality start taking over and feeling good. He's turning up on Hedman and trying to beat people one-on-one after he beats Hedman. And that's the confidence we need him to play with. But it all starts with his legs. So the key transition that I think has happened here in the past month is he believes it. You know, guys, it doesn't mean what the hell. Whatever we feel and what we believe, that doesn't mean beans. We got to get the player to believe it. And I think Max understands that now. And I think that's transformed his game into being a better player.
You got a real energy spark from Dalpy. I know Dalpy and Tex both on the taxi squad. Foodie and Tex on the taxi squad. But Dalp comes in. You guys come out of your zone like a shot out of a cannon with Seth to Max, and he puts that saucer right on him in front. But I think it's Zach's ability to recognize and put on the burners and beat Hedman to the crease, which is the kind of effort you'd be looking for to start that game, and that's what you got.
It's very important, Anthony, and that's a set breakout. That is a controlled breakout. It is set positions and set routes for them. Dolph just drives. Max is in a stretch position and makes a great play. And that's important for us right now to gain some energy early in the game, because this team has not been in this situation for a number of years as far as kind of on the outside looking in. And sometimes you start worrying about is the energy going to be there? And that's very important for us to get off to a good start. And I really thought we played – Tampa's going to get chances. They did get some chances, but I thought we checked pretty well too. I thought Corpy was outstanding in certain minutes mm-hmm. that we needed him to be. And that's a good win for them. They feel good about it. They're alive at practice today. In 5 years, we haven't been in this spot. And this is different for a lot of us, and I hope we handle it the right way.
But you still think there's fight in this group. I know you're not mathematically eliminated, but you're still – and I know you got Boone – I don't even know what's happening with Boone Jenner. That's such a big blow. Maybe you can update us on him. You got some other guys that might be dinged up as well.
Yeah, Jens is done. He's 5 or 6 weeks now. It's a broken finger. He's done. He's having surgery probably as we speak right now. And so he's done, which is a huge blow. We're banged up a little bit. Jack's a little banged up. Jonesy's a little banged up. Those will be morning decisions when we have our morning skate tomorrow. I do think this fighting group, I think it's a good group. Bottom line is, in total honesty, we're just not, it's a fractured room, and not in a bad way. When I say fractured, not personality wise, as far as being good teammates with one another, but it has not gelled. And those are questions that are going to have to be asked and answered as we keep on moving here as far as where we go with the team. I have my thoughts where it needs to be going, and I'm sure those are going to be conversations that Yarmo and I are going to have at the end of the year.
Okay. I want to bring up a program that I have not talked about with you on the show before, and it's something that's done by this rescue called Pro Dogs Ohio that I'm very fond of. And Pro Dogs Ohio, with COVID, it's been a challenge for everything with adoptions and meeting dogs. And one of the programs that had suffered during COVID was the prison dog program that they do out of London Correctional. They've been doing it for years. And they take dogs that they have in their rescue program, they fully vet them, and then they go live 24/7 with their inmate handlers in like a dorm-style environment at London Correctional. So the dogs, it's unbelievable. So the dogs spend 4 to 8 weeks where the inmates, torts, are pursuing an apprentice in dog training. So they learn, they crate train them, they house train them, they leash train them, basic obedience. And the hope here is they can learn those basic commands and get them mastered and make them much more adoptable. And Pro Dogs Ohio has provided a ton of resources to the inmates on how to do this, and they become graduates of the program, and then the inmates actually teach other inmates. And the reason I'm telling you about this program is because I really, truly believe in it. And Pro Dogs Ohio has a wish list on Amazon, or you can just go to prodogsohio.org and go into their happy tales and their wish lists and how you can help. They need leashes and collars and Kongs and bedding, and treats are huge, like training treats or any donation of any kind. Financial is great. But I wanted to tell people that you can designate it to the prison program. If you go to Amazon.com and do your shopping and look for Pro Dogs Ohio or Purebred Dog Rescue, you can help their wish list and help these dogs become better dogs. And it's a prison dog program that has just been re-implemented. So I want to thank the warden and people at London Correctional, because this is so vital in helping dogs become better behaved and learn commands, and it makes them so much more adoptable. So if you want to invest and help us with the program, you can do that by throwing a bag of treats in your Amazon order, or go to prodogsohio.org and donate there and designate it for the prison dog program. It's an incredible thing, and these inmates have taken it on as an apprenticeship and trying to help these dogs and then for themselves, obviously, turn a corner and live better lives. So I don't know if we've ever talked about it on the program, and I wanted to mention it to you.
And dogs helping people too, huh?
Yeah.
People helping dogs and dogs helping people. That's fantastic. I know my wife has talked about, there's an organization, and I'm just lost with my thought as far as the name of it, with horses. This has been going on with horses too, as far as helping people. It's just great. And you're talking about simple things, huh, that is a need of treats and stuff like that. What a great segment. That's great, Anthony. It sounds fantastic.
Yeah, they spend about 4 to 8 weeks, you know, with the inmates, and these dogs are benefiting by it. And our hope is that they come out of there with the basic commands that they've mastered, and then in turn we provide, and Pro Dogs Ohio, not me, but the platform does, the resource to the inmates. So if you want to help this program keep flourishing, and you do shop on Amazon, look up Pro Dogs Ohio and drop a bag of Zook's treats in there, those minis. It's not very expensive, and it will certainly help the program. People are always asking me, how can I help? How can I help? A few dollars, a leash, a collar, a Kong. That's how you can help and make a difference and help these dogs, like you say, help people help the dogs, and then the conveyor belt, these dogs become much more adoptable, and then we can have an easier time. So thanks for letting me talk about that. We have not done that in a while, and I wanted to mention that.
That is great. It's just that is really cool to hear you even talk about. And just to see what the backgrounds of the dogs are going there and then coming out, it's just great.
Yeah. All right, Torts, thanks, man. Stay strong, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys, one day at a time.
Yep, you got
thanks,
it.
Coach.
That is Torts, Hockey and Hounds, brought to you by Tel-Hio Credit Union. Tel-Hio, the great people at Tel-Hio, generously making a donation every time Torts does Hockey and Hounds, and they've been putting people ahead of profits since 1934. We appreciate them.